Homeward Bound, May 29. Pray with Bible in hand. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. Let everyone who claims to believe that the Lord is soon coming search the Scriptures as never before, for Satan is determined to try every device possible to keep souls in darkness and blind the mind to the perils of the times in which we are living. Let all the believers take up their Bibles with earnest prayer, that they may be enlightened by the Holy Spirit as to what is truth, that they may know more of God and of Jesus Christ whom He has sent. Search for the truth as for hidden treasures, and disappoint the enemy. The time of test is just upon us, for the loud cry of the third angel has already begun in the revelation of the righteousness of Christ, the sin-pardoning Redeemer. This is the beginning of the light of the angel whose glory shall fill the whole earth. For it is the work of every one to whom the message of warning has come, to lift up Jesus, to present Him to the world as revealed in types, as shadowed in symbols, as manifested in the revelations of the prophets, as unveiled in the lessons given to His disciples, and in the wonderful miracles wrought for the sons of men. Search the Scriptures, for they are they that testify of Him. If you would stand through the time of trouble, you must know Christ and appropriate the gift of His righteousness, which He imputes to the repentant sinner. Human wisdom will not avail to devise a plan of salvation. Human philosophy is vain. The fruits of the loftiest human powers are worthless, aside from the great plan of the divine teacher. No glory is to redound to us. All human help and glory lies in the dust. For the truth as it is in Jesus is the only available agent by which we may be saved. We are privileged to connect with Christ, and then the divine and the human combine, and in this union our hope must rest alone. For it is as the Spirit of God touches the soul that the powers of the soul are quickened, and we become new creatures in Christ Jesus. He was manifested to bring life and immortality to light. He says, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life." The psalmist declares, "The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple." Review and Herald, November 2, 1892.